Are you making posts, or maybe you're paying someone to make posts to your Facebook business page for real estate, but yet you're not seeing any results? There's no engagement. There's no likes. People aren't sharing those posts. And more importantly, people aren't commenting. Well, today we're going to dive into three posts that you should not be making on your Facebook business page because they kill your organic reach. Let's dive in. Hi, my name is Kevin Mogul, and I am the owner and founder of 180 Your Marketing, where we help busy, successful real estate professionals grow their business, be seen, stand out, and be heard in a very, very noisy world. If you don't have a marketing partner that you can rely on, or you don't have a marketing partner that has a solid plan for attracting prospects and helping you convert those prospects into paying clients, we would love to talk with you. Hey, Kevin here. Thanks for joining me today. I appreciate your time. This is going to be a short one, or at least I'm going to try to keep this short, but I want to talk about three posts you should not be making on your Facebook business page and why. Well, the why is really pretty simple. It's because Facebook is going to penalize you for two of these three, and then your viewers are going to penalize you for the third one. Let's jump into number one real quick. Try to not have any posts that contain external links. So what's an external link? An external link is going to be a link that is going to take someone from the Facebook platform off of the Facebook platform somewhere else. Maybe it's a link to a blog article on your website. Maybe it's a link to a YouTube video or to your latest listing. The problem is Facebook, their revenue is 100% driven from ads. People run ads on the platform. They pay Facebook to run ads on the platform. And when you are taking someone away from the platform, that's less ads that are going to be shown, which means lower revenue for Facebook. So what they're going to do, if you're going to post links and take people away from their platform, they're going to penalize you. They're going to take that post and they're going to squash it down, and the organic reach on that particular post is going to be really, really low because you are trying to take money out of Mark Zuckerberg's pocket, in essence. Try not to use external links. But Kevin, I've got an external link I need to use. I've got a listing that's going live. How do I advertise that listing? Well, one solution, this isn't foolproof, but one solution, it's one that I use for myself and for my clients on a regular basis, is I will put the description in the post of whatever it is that I want to talk about. So let's say it's a listing. And then I will put, for more information, see the link in the first comment. And after I make the post, I will go back to the post. I will put a comment in the post and put that link down there. That way, that is not a direct invitation within the post itself for someone to leave Facebook. You're still trying to achieve the same thing. Now, Facebook's smart. They're not stupid. They kind of catch on to that. But I see higher reach when we do this for our clients than if we were to put the link in the post itself. So try to refrain from using external links. It really, really hurts your reach. Now, number two, why is your traction with Facebook maybe lower than it should be? And I just had this where we tested this with a client's post this week. We used a link shortener in their post. Now, a link shortener, first of all, this kind of goes against what I just talked about. We were using a link to take people away from Facebook, but a link shortener takes a URL link, so the www.blah blah 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 link, and it shortens it. One of the biggest link shorteners out there is going to be Bitly that people use. I use Bitly quite a bit, but the problem is Facebook does not like link shorteners. Now, there's a couple technical reasons why that is, but the important thing here is, if you're going to use a link, whether it's going to be a link in the post, whether it's going to be a link in the first comment, like we just got done discussing, use the full link. In this particular case, I was taking someone off of Facebook and I was trying to drive them to a client's new YouTube page, to the subscribe button. Well, the problem is with YouTube, when you have less than 100 subscribers, you can't have a custom URL on your YouTube channel. And so the link for YouTube was, you know, youtube.com/channel/, and it went on forever. So I shortened that using a Bitly link, and I had no reach on that post whatsoever. Now, I then went in and I redid that with the full YouTube link, and my post was much greater. Now, it probably wasn't as good as it could have been because I was still using an external link. But when you use URL shorteners like Bitly, and there's some other ones out there, JotURL is another one. I think there's Mighty URL. There's a dozen out there that people are familiar with. Try to refrain from using those because Facebook will penalize your reach. So, number one, don't use external links. There's going to be a few exceptions to that. Number two is if you are going to use external links, don't use URL shorteners like Bitly links within your posts. And the number three thing that I think really hurts your reach with your Facebook posts, especially on your Facebook business page, is going to be what I call engagement bait type of posts. So we see these when we scroll through Facebook all the time. I'm connected to people that, God, every single freaking day, they have an engagement type of post, and it just drives me nuts. What is an engagement type of post? It's this or that. Do you like Taco Bell or Taco Villa? Do you like fried chicken or barbecue chicken? Do you like this singer or this singer? First of all, the people that are posting those posts, for the most part, 99% of the time, could give a rat's ass what your actual opinion is on that post. They are mainly doing this so that they can drive engagement on that particular post. When their engagement within that post goes up and they do this enough times, Facebook says, hey, this person puts out great content. There's always a lot of engagement. We're going to show their posts on a regular basis to more and more people. Is this cheating the system? No. If Facebook sees what you're doing, will they penalize you? Yes. But more importantly than Facebook trying to take your organic reach on engagement bait type of posts and quash those down, what you're going to do is you're going to ruin the relationship that you have with the people that are following you on your business page. Because just like I see every single day, these people are out there, they don't care what your answer is. They are only putting stuff out there to drive engagement. That is going to hurt your relationship with them. And they're going to either A, not pay attention going forward to the stuff that you're putting out there, or B, and this is even worse, they're going to hit that unfollow button and now you're not connected to them at all. Number one, try to stay away from external links. Number two, if you're going to use external links, do not use URL shorteners. Use the full link because Facebook hates URL shorteners. And number three, and do this for your followers, for the people that are connected to you on your business page, try to stay away from engagement bait type of posts. Now, kind of a bonus thing I'm going to throw in there on number three when it comes to the engagement type of post. If you are going to put a post on Facebook and someone takes time out of their busy schedule to give you a comment, to give you an answer, to give you a reply, whatever the case is, do me a favor, go back in and comment on their comment, okay? They took time out of their busy schedule to try to interact with you. Go back in, you know, it could just be a simple thanks or hey, appreciate it. But take time out of your schedule now to go in there. That's the whole concept behind social media that most of us have forgotten or at least gotten away from. Social media is supposed to be social. So if someone's going to try to be social with you, hey, return the favor. And that is going to help you going forward in the long run with future posts that you make, future engagement, future traction, and future organic reach within the Facebook platform and really just about any social media platform for that matter. So guys, hey, wanted to try to keep this short. I see these three mistakes every single day real estate professionals are making. These are easy to correct. If you've got any questions, do me a favor, drop me a comment down below, depending on where you're listening to this, or you know what, just send me a direct message. Happy to chat with you. Also, if you can do me a favor and you could hit that subscribe button wherever you found this podcast, that's going to help me as well. I appreciate the time that you invested in me today. You guys go out there, kick ass, have a great day.